We're here at the American Coalition for Ethanol's Biofuels Beltway March, the sixth annual march. With me is Brian Jennings. And Brian, this is your biggest march ever, right?
It's huge, and it's so fantastic to see a room full of people who are enthusiastic about ethanol, who I think are pretty enthusiastic about getting up on the hill and maybe earning some blisters on their feet, meeting with members of Congress. And that's what we need, real people to tell their real stories about why they care about the ethanol industry.
Well, and you just, what types of people are here?
We've got folks from all walks of life. We've got a bank president. We've got truckers. We've got cattle feeders. We've got cattle ranchers. We've got a lot of farmers, a lot of corn farmers. We've got a 10-year-old student, Ethan Fagan. We've got a high school student from Sioux City, Iowa. A lot of investors and board members. And so it shows the diversity of this industry, I think, the breadth and depth of support we have out there in the grassroots for ethanol.
And you have a lot of people who've never done this before. And what was your advice to them?
Well, we do. We have almost 40% of our folks this year have never done this before. And so we try to give them some advice in terms of, you know, when you're in these congressional offices, make sure you're there and you see this as an opportunity to make a friend. You're going to meet with a lot of staffers or members of Congress that don't know what ethanol is, have never been to a farm. And so this becomes a real basic education. You might want to talk about the complexities of the RFS or the blend wall, but you might have to back up and help these folks understand just what corn is and what corn is used for and how an ethanol plant works. And so we just tell people that, you know, be patient with these members of Congress and their staff people. And most importantly, tell your story. Why do you care about ethanol? Why do you think the RFS is so important? That's what will leave a long lasting impression with these folks on the Hill.
And also, I liked what you told them about that they might not be a polished lobbyist, but they're the best lobbyists.
Yeah, so often people come to Washington and they get a little bit intimidated, and this is an intimidating town. But what we try to reassure people is that they're the expert on ethanol, and they don't need shiny black, you know, black wingtips or a silver tongue to be an effective lobbyist. In fact, the most effective lobbyists aren't those guys with the shiny shoes and the silver tongues. It's the real people with maybe some dirt or grease under their fingernails who have life experience that really matters out here. And so we try to assure people that it's you that members of Congress want to hear from, not these lobbyists.
Well, do you think that the whole deal with the RFS proposal is what's driving your increase of people here?
You've got it. There's just so much interest in getting the RFS fixed in terms of the EPA proposed reduction. I think everyone recognizes what's at stake, and that's exactly why this place is teeming with more than 80 folks from around the country. And so we're gratified that the grassroots is recognizing that this is a moment that they need to step up and that they're here.
Well, and we get to hear from officials, EPA, USDA, and the White House, all coming to speak here. We already heard from EPA, and a pretty lively discussion, a lot of good back and forth from the people here just questioning EPA. This was a top official. Hey, why are you doing this?
Yeah, and I thought the questions were thoughtful. It's tempting to get a little angry because we all feel very strongly about the RFS and about E15 and E85, but the questions were really thoughtful, and I think the retailers we have here in the audience, a couple of them stood up and explained to the EPA official that, hey, I've been selling higher blends for a long time. It's working. My overall sales are up. It's exactly that sort of data. It's exactly that sort of story, I think, that's going to help us get this RFS back on track to where we need it to go.
Well, and you can hear, I did this interview with you with the crowd in the background, because you can really hear and you can really see the excitement. These guys are going to do great on the Hill, don't you think?
Yeah, we're really delighted to have them here. We're really happy to have Domestic Fuel with us, so thank you very much, Cindy, and I think it's going to be a good day.
All right, thank you very much, Brian. Here at the ACE Biofuels Beltway March, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.